This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
When you called that timeout, they had started to deploy. And it looked like Lamar was maybe going to take a step forward and maybe try that jump pass or something.
It did kind of look like that, didn't it?
That play in, I mean, did you think about that for the next during the timeout?
You're damn right I did.
I thought Mike Tomlin coached circles around John Harbaugh on Sunday, and I thought that was the most clear example. Apart from, you know, Lamar having a completion percentage below 50 and one of the lowest passer ratings he's ever had, that timeout where Tomlin calls it just before the snap, so then the ball does get snapped, and it's so loud there that Lamar actually starts running the play. And then after the game, Harbaugh admits, we changed the play, and they go to the opposite side. They were going to have him pop pass but roll to the right, which is where he always wants to go, and now they have him going to the left, and Tomlin totally outfoxed him.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest difference in Sunday's game, for me, was the coaches. Tomlin owned Harbaugh. Tomlin owns Harbaugh. The Steelers are 8-2. They have the inside track to win the AFC North. They have the inside track, if they want it, to get the number one seed in the AFC. But there's more reasons to sing Mike Tomlin's praises, Doran. And this from Alex Kozora. We like him. He's a smart guy for Steelers Depot. Pittsburgh has allowed 28 second-half points in their last four combined games. Have given up just 13 points, dude, in the third quarter all season. Outscoring opponents 78-51 in the fourth quarter. You've also got four of Jackson's worst nine games measured by passer rating have come against the Steelers. He's 1-4 against them. He's 64-19 against anybody else. The Steelers have a league-high five victories over teams with a winning record, Atlanta, Denver, LA, Washington, and Baltimore. And so if you don't think Mike Tomlin's doing a good job, then maybe you smoke pot all the time and drink all the time. He's doing a great job, and we used to take calls all the time, fire Tomlin, get texts all the time, get tweets all the time, fire Tomlin. We get none of those anymore. I've been critical of Mike Tomlin in the past. I think fairly, but I've been critical. You're always critical whenever it calls for it. There's no reason to be critical of this guy right now, and my sense is it's the highest favorability rating for Mike Tomlin in 5-8 years. What needs to happen, though, for this season to come and go and for Mike Tomlin's approval rating to remain high going into next year? Is it just win a playoff game? What's it got to look like?
Well, as seasons go on and even life goes on, you have expectations for a lot of things that you want to do. You have goals that you set. And in the beginning of the year, the goal was to win a playoff game for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But as life goes on and seasons go on, things change and goalposts shift. And the goalposts, in my opinion, have shift of the vision and the goal for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was to win a playoff game, but now you're 8-2. You're sitting in a good spot. If you take care of business, which you would think that they would. The goalposts would shift even more. It's not just about winning a playoff game. I think it's about getting to an AFC championship game at the least, in my opinion, right now. And especially if they do take care of business and the goalposts keep moving, and say that they win the North, and say they are the number one seed, and they have a bye, and then they play the second round at home. Like, you can't lose that game. You can't lose that game. You have to win. Like, I think as the season goes on, this opinion will change of Mike Tomlin. Right now, I know that we'll go to the phones, and I would love to hear what people are thinking right now. Like, what does Mike Tomlin have to do to get the approval rating to check that box? But right now, as we sit here, they're trending upward so quickly.
Yes,
that it'd be a disappointment if they just won one playoff game and lost the next one.
I think you're right. I think the only way that winning one playoff game is enough is if they get the number one seed, win the divisional round game, and then lose to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship.
Yes.
I don't think anybody would be mad about that.
That's where I'm at.
You're not going to feel good in the moment, but if the season ends and you get a week or two and you take some deep breaths and you recover from a soul-crushing loss, let's say, to Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and the two-time defending Super Bowl champions, I think people would go, you know what, that's a hell of a year. You win the division, you get the number one seed, you lose to the dynasty that's currently going on right now. Okay, he's beat a lot of guys, that Patty Mahomes has. They're going for a third consecutive Super Bowl. They get in the way of a lot of teams. I think we would go into next season and say the Steelers probably have the second best coach going in the NFL right now. I think that's how people would feel. But let's say you get the number two seed. I still think you got to go to the AFC Championship game. It depends on how you lose. You can't get blown out in a playoff game again.
No.
Like, that can't happen. If this thing falls short of New Orleans, it can't look like it did even against Buffalo last year. It can sure as you know what not look like it did against Kansas City. It can't look like it did against Jacksonville or Cleveland when they lose a playoff game. If they lose a playoff game this year, it's got to be a tight one.
Yes.
They can't get run off the field because it'll have looked like progress this year. Of course this is progress. They're sitting here at 8-2, for God's sakes, and none of it looks fluky. It's not 11-0 2020. They look like they got the goods. But if you get eviscerated in a playoff game and Mike Tomlin's defense, which is playing as well as it's played probably since 2010, turns into a pumpkin come playoff time again, all the goodwill's lost.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the best thing that he has done thus far is, you know, created the collective of coaching. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, but I think that his staff and everybody, and Mike Tomlin obviously is the puppeteer here, not taking away any credit for Mike Tomlin, but I think that his staff has really done a great job. And not just the, you know, on the field, it's Omar Khan, it's Andy Weidel, it's that whole scouting staff, it's everybody.
Yeah.
Art the owner, they've done a good job of assembling this team, putting this team on the field, and then the coaches on the field getting guys in the right spots per game. Like, and Mike Tomlin letting that happen, letting them coach, letting coordinators coordinate, letting coaches coach.
Yes.
And then him oversee and check the box of what they need to do moving forward. I think he's done a fantastic job with that. And I think that that's why you're seeing this production from this football team. But there can't be disappointments. And that starts in 2 days. Like, the disappointment starts in 2 days. Like, you cannot have that. You cannot lose to the Cleveland Browns. Because as we talk about in the playoffs, if they lose a playoff game and all the goodwill goes out the window, if they lose on Thursday, all the goodwill goes out the window, I think.
If I may, Doran, you are on fire this morning.
Yes.
Because we talked approval rating high. We just come out of election season, approval rating, favorability rating, exit polls. If we were to poll Steelers fans today and say, how would you feel about Mike Tomlin if they lose to Cleveland on Thursday? Man, I think you're right. I think a lot of that goodwill goes out the window immediately.
Immediately.
Because, well, it's a Tomlin loss. Below 500 team, on the road, everything's looking up. Wow, same old Steelers. They're really good. but they shoot themselves in the foot, and now they can't get the one seed. They probably won't get the two seed. Now you got to find a way to beat Kansas City or beat Philadelphia later on in the season. You're right about that. Forget what needs to happen in the playoffs for the approval rating to be high next year. If they lose to Cleveland, a lot, if not all, frankly, the goodwill gets flushed down the toilet. It is such a big game coming up.
It's huge for many reasons. And we talk about the goodwill. We talk about even starting out of the bye week against the Commanders. You take care of business on the road. You come back home. You beat the Ravens' first divisional game. But if you win this game, you get some days off, and then you get to reset again. And Mike Tomlin's really good after he does get a chance to reset. You take care of business. Figure out a way. Will your team – and this is another game where I would like for it to look a certain way, and I didn't care how it looked on Sunday. Just get the win. I would like for it to look a certain way, but if they just get the win, that's fine.
I'm with you there.
It's fine, because then you get the reset, and then you get to get, you know, what, 9 days or whatever to get prepared for the Cincinnati Bengals. And you will really set yourself apart from everybody else if you do win this football game. And it's a must. And I honestly do think that they will win the game. I think that they will beat the you-know-what out of them. I really do.
I am starting to drink the Tomlin elixir here. And I think they're going to win as well. It has all the makings of one of those uh-oh games. They've lost games to Jacoby Brissett on Thursday night in Cleveland. Ben playing on concrete when it was like negative 12 degrees, however long ago that was, and they score 6 points or 9 points, whatever, lose to Cleveland. They've had their demons in front of the dog pound on Thursday night. But this team does feel different. And I'm expecting them to go in there and win it. And I don't need the aesthetic. I didn't need an aesthetic against Baltimore. It's the Ravens. Just beat them. Thursday night games tend to be ugly. Divisional Thursday night games tend to be ugly. Just get the dub. I don't need them to drub them, honestly, because getting to 9-2 with the Ravens sitting there at 7-4, that's all that matters, I think, this week.
If you're questioning this team, I know one thing about football. Good teams, they tell you that they're good. They show you that they're good. If you're a good football team, you beat bad teams.
Yes.
If you're good, or if you're a fluke and you're kind of, we don't know, then you'd lose to teams like on Thursday. If they go out there and they win, then we know that they're a good football team because they can take care of business whenever they need to if they go out there and win. And they will show us who they really are. I think on Thursday, if they just go out there and they know what they're against, they're not overlooking the Browns. They're not, they're giving the Browns the credit. They're not, thinking that, okay, it's the Browns, we're just going to, mark this one as a W. No, you can't have that mentality. Good teams beat bad teams.
Yes.
If you're actually a really good football team.
T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Russell Wilson, Mike Tomlin, Arthur Smith, Terrell Austin. These guys have been doing this for a long time.
Long time.
They will not overlook the Cleveland Browns. Will they play well enough to win? I think the answer is yes. But it sure is you-know-what better be yes. Because I am not looking forward to doing a Friday show. I'm really not. If they find a way to lay an egg in this one. Go get it done. Myles Garrett, still really good. Nick Chubb, still really good. You can't sleep on these guys.
Nope.
Jameis Winston threw for darn near 400 yards last week. Now, they got eviscerated in the fourth quarter. If I'm Tom and I'm not showing them the fourth quarter tape. I'm showing them the first three-quarter tape. Where it was a hard-fought game, even though it was against a bad Saints team. That's what I'm showing them. Don't show them the bad stuff. 412-928-9370. All right, now we're twofold. If the Steelers go to Cleveland and lose, does all the Tomlin goodwill get flushed down the toilet? 412-928-9370. And now, bigger picture as well, what does Tomlin need to have the Steelers accomplish this year for you to go into next year saying, yeah, we still believe in our head coach? 412-928-9370. We'd love to take your calls all morning.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Long.
It starts with belief in self, individually and collectively, and there's no shortage of that. And then those guys just lock in during the course of the prep week, man, and you know, they realize that these big games are oftentimes defined by how you work. And so, you know we're going to have an edge in bowls like that on days like today, and so we got to have an edge on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, and they do, and that gives us a real chance.
The play that comes immediately to mind with that, Doran, is Peyton Wilson's interception. And he didn't play a ton in this game. And he said he recognized it from something he saw on film. They're just prepared.
Uh-huh.
They make great second half adjustments. They wear teams down. Not for nothing. This is a Steelers team I think Steelers fans can wrap their arms around.
Uh-huh.
You play the Steelers, you know you played the Steelers. They've run it on everybody this year. I think there's only one game, unless I'm mistaken, but I think there's only one game this year they didn't rush for over 100 yards. Every week they're doing that. And they don't give up on the run, and they smash you right in the face. And then just defensively, you got to block TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, Alex Highsmith for a full 60 minutes. And you're probably just worn out and pissed by the end of the game.
Well, we have to give credit when credit is due, and there's a lot of reasons why that they've played the way that they played, especially on offense. But we got to give credit to Najee Harris and the way that he's personally been wearing teams out. He's been wearing defenses out. The way he runs and just how he gets better and stronger as the game does go on, and even in the second half, Najee Harris has been absolutely fantastic this year. I think that he's clearly playing with a chip on his shoulder because they didn't do the fifth-year option. He's been playing very well, and then the compliments to that are really what enhance that offense to wear you out. And Jaylen Warren being Jaylen Warren, and you know, and even you know the tight ends doing their thing in the passing game and in the run game. So you have a young offensive line that they're putting it together, right? Got a young offensive line, but you could see the future with these guys. I mean, you'd hope Broderick Jones could flip it around, but I mean, even the interior offensive line with Frazier and McCormick, like you can see that this future is going to be very bright for those two. And they're young right now, but they're growing as the weeks go on. And Najee Harris has a lot to do with that, especially in the run game.
I agree with that. And to bring it back to Frazier and McCormick, in a run game in particular, they were whooping that ass
on
Sunday.
They were.
And then after the whistle, they weren't afraid to get in there either.
Yes.
Zach Frazier's not the guy I'd want to mess with.
No.
A wrestler, he don't care. He's not afraid of getting hurt. He ain't afraid to stick his nose in there. And those two guys feel like they're built for Steelers Ravens. And Mike Tomlin has a saying, you're not a Steeler until you beat the Ravens. Those guys are Steelers.
Yep.
And they played that way on Sunday. How many Ravens aren't Ravens then? They beat him at 8 out of 9 times. How many Ravens aren't officially Ravens yet?
Right.
Yeah. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you that the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. All right, back to the questions at hand. We think Mike Tomlin's approval rating, his favorability index, is through the roof right now. If they lose to the Browns, do you flush that? Do you go right back to doubting Tomlin? 412-928-9370. And as they've now evolved through the season and are sitting here at 8-2, do you need more than just a playoff victory to walk out of this season going, wow, yeah, we got a great one in Mike Tomlin? If they don't go to the AFC Championship game, do you say, man, Tomlin didn't get enough out of this team? 412-928-9370. We'll start with Rocky in Blawnox. Good morning to you, Rocky.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Terrific.
Great.
Okay. I'm over my little disdain for you, Adam. So
let's go, Rocky.
Yeah.
I'm an acquired taste. That's what my wife said too. And my first girlfriend, Rocky, didn't like me at first, and one day she goes, you know what, Crowley, you're growing on me.
Mm. There's plenty of jokes there I'm not even going to touch. All right. Big win Sunday. Man, big win. Do you think this past year's draft, or I guess this year's draft, it could go down as one of the best in the last, I don't know, quarter century?
We still don't know about Roman Wilson, right?
Don't know about Faltano either. We think we know.
We think we know. They think they know for sure. McCormick's been good. Peyton Wilson's been good. I thought Logan Lee actually flashed in this game. I am absolutely optimistic on it. And really, where have the missteps been at all here with this Omar Khan regime? Broderick Jones, maybe. I think it's still early, but they've had two good drafts. And in free agency, they didn't miss this offseason. I mean, with either quarterback, they didn't miss with Patrick Queen. They didn't miss with Deshaun Elliott. They've done a great job. The tight ends have all played a big role. Anyhow, Rocky, you can go on.
No, I just think you guys are spot on. You got a left tackle that could be a franchise left tackle. You got a nice slot receiver. Whatever we get from them is going to be just, you know, icing on the cake. But I think, honestly, when it's all said and done, when it's all shakes out, I think it might be the best draft in the last 25 years or so.
So what happens?
Maybe I'm blindly optimistic. I don't know.
Is winning a playoff game enough for you to go, okay, Mike Tomlin's got his mojo back, the franchise got the mojo back, or you need to see more?
Yeah, I'd like to see at least into the AFC Championship game.
I think that's where really we are on this now.
Yeah,
thank
right?
you, Rocky. Appreciate the call, and I'm happy I'm growing on you. I'll hang up on him before he can make any of those jokes. I feel like they kind of got to get there, man. They're too good. They are. I mean, it's not a fluke. You can get to 8-2 in squirrely ways. They got to 11-0 real squirrely back in 2020. This team just beat one of the top AFC contenders. No team has beat more playoff teams this year than the Steelers have. So it's not like, with all due respect to the Chargers, that you're feasting on the soft underbelly of the schedule. When we look back at the end of the year, Doran, we might say the first portion of the schedule, the first 10 games, was tougher than the back 7 games, which before the season we thought it would be the flip-flop.
So we have to give a lot of credit to Justin Fields then, maybe at the end of the season, for what he did.
No doubt.
Because if it wasn't for him, they would not be in where they're at right now, and maybe whenever it's all said and done.
Well, and as we're giving Mike Tomlin his flowers this morning, they stuck with Fields for exactly as long as they should have, it looks like, right? And then they folded him back in at exactly the right time at the end of the game against the Ravens when you needed to pick up a first down. As good as the Steelers' defense had been all day and as much as they are clearly in Lamar Jackson's head, and that's not even debatable anymore. Boy, did I swing and miss last week. Woo!
Slicing, dicing.
They did not do that. I still wouldn't have felt super-duper great if you punted the ball back to the Ravens if you didn't get that first down.
Uh-uh.
Like Tucker had made a 50-plus yarder. Maybe he got his head back on straight. And even for that befuddling two-point play, they did drive down the field and score the touchdown. So they needed to keep the momentum on their side. They needed to win the game on offense. And they did by using Justin Fields at exactly the right time. He's got all the buttons And he's pushing them at all the right times, man. He really is.
He absolutely is. And, you know, we talk about the question, like, what do the Steelers really need to do this year? And I think that, you know, the last caller, Rocky, said AFC Championship game, and I totally agree. But I think it's more than just seeing what the Steelers are doing. It's also being privy to what's going on outside in the competition.
I agree with that.
We're allowed to do that, and coaches are allowed to do that. Players got to stay, you know, one game at a time, cliche talk. But we're allowed to look at the Chiefs-Bills game and watch that and be like, can the Steelers play with them?
Mm-hmm.
Can the Steelers play with the with Denver? Can they play with the Chargers? I mean, we got literally within 24 hours all the competition the Steelers need to beat. We got the Chiefs-Bills. We got the Ravens, clearly. We got, on Monday night, the Bengals and the Chargers. Within 24 hours, we got, okay, these are the teams that are probably going to be in it. I think the Steelers can play with all those teams.
I'll tell you who I don't want any part of, even though the Steelers would be favored at home in a playoff game and they would play them at home, is the Chargers. I don't want any part of them. I know the Steelers beat them with Justin Fields. Justin Herbert, they've unlocked him after the bye.
And sorry, we got the Texans last night.
I don't know where I am on them.
So we got all the teams that the Steelers probably are going to have to compete with potentially in the playoffs.
If the Steelers played the Texans and lost, that'd be bad. That'd be bad. If the Steelers play the Chargers at home and lose, that'd be bad. If the Steelers play Denver at home and lose, that'd be bad. You can, I think, I said the Chiefs in the first segment, you can make your peace. I'm not saying it's great, but if the Steelers even lost to the Bills in the AFC Championship game, if it's a tug of war, back and forth affair, and you lose to Josh Allen, a couple weeks after that game, you're saying, you know what, that's a hell of a year. No one's saying that in the immediate aftermath. That's just not the way it works.
No.
But I think that would be enough to say, okay, now where the Steelers go from here?
Right.
Bringing Faltanu into the fold next season healthy. And what do they do with the draft class? And now what do they do with free agency? Because you would imagine they had all their chips in the middle of the table this year. You get to an AFC championship, you're pushing them all in for next year. You've only got so long, assuming they sign Russell Wilson, to get the job done. I think you can make your peace with losing to one of these superpowers in an AFC championship if you're not getting your doors blown off.
Uh-huh.
But I kind of think that's what needs to happen.
Same.
You need to be there. 412-928-9370. We would love for you to weigh in on what we think is a fabulous conversation. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I have another Tomlin question for you when we come back. And we'll have that perhaps with some callers like Glenn in Midland and others. I like when people do our homework for us. In this instance, it's Tim Benz of the Trib, and I thank Tim for doing math. So between 99 and 2017, since the Browns came back into the NFL, the Browns beat the Steelers 6 times in 39 tries. Oh, my God. But since 2018, Steelers won 4-1 in Cleveland. They had that tie to open the season the 1 year, and they've lost to, like, Jacoby Brissett. Last season, they lost to DTR. We'll get into this later in the week. I was thinking about it. One of the more important losses in Steelers history. They fire Canada.
Yeah.
I think that was the start of moving on from Kenny Pickett, and I don't know that the Steelers are what the Steelers are today if they don't lose that game in embarrassing fashion to Cleveland last year.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes, you're absolutely
what
right.
A big L. And there have been big L's in Pittsburgh sports history. Tanking to get Lemieux, tanking to get Sid. Losing's not always bad. You lose a lot. In 2003, you get Roethlisberger. That was a big transformative loss for the Steelers last season. Here's my question to you before we go to the phone lines at 412-928-9370. Apart from the Super Bowls, because, like, come on. Is this Tomlin's best coaching job? I mean, it's not finished, so I think the grade would be incomplete. But through 10 games, he's been outstanding.
Yeah.
The Duck Hodges year, I mean, it's incredible that they were able to even finish 8-8. It was. I know they started 8-5 and they didn't make the playoffs, and so people got mad at them. They were favorites, actually, in their final 3 games. Here's the dirty little secret. Shouldn't have been. Like, should not have been favorites. Duck Hodges is maybe the least qualified quarterback in NFL history. Undrafted, Samford, slung it around a little bit in training camp, and they wound up winning football games with that guy. They were winning football games with Mason Rudolph, who was learning via virtual reality. He was getting no reps. They didn't have a quarterback coach. So that, to me, was a great coaching job. I put this one right up there. They got to finish the job. It's a regular season award. You got to win the division. Now, you don't win the division at this point. That's a massive disappointment. But if you do, yeah, I put it right up there.
I think that he's working with a little bit more right now than he has, like, say, in the last 2 years. I would say Kenny Pickett's rookie year on the back half of the season, whenever they were so close to making it to the playoffs, I thought that that was a pretty good job, you know, assembling everything together to try to win games down that stretch. And then the game against the Raiders at home when it was freezing, like, you're starting to get that feel. And it's like, we were doomed. Like, before that bye week, remember, we were like, all right, this season's over.
I wanted them to lose out.
Yeah.
I said it would be great for Tomlin's streak to end here, and then you get a higher draft pick, and you don't fool yourselves into thinking better you're not. Yeah.
But nothing amounted to that, but you thought it was going to. You're like, okay, we have something here. Wow. They rose from the dead in that scenario, in my opinion. I would say, yeah, like right now he has done one of the better jobs he has in his career as a Pittsburgh Steelers head coach right now.
But you got to beat the Browns on Thursday, and you got to win the division at minimum here in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
Or else I don't think it will have been as good of a coaching job. It'll still be a good coaching job based on the expectations versus where they are, but it's all in front of them. And if you stumble in any way down the stretch, you're going to be left thinking, man, we want more. We want more. I've always said, when the national media is fawning all over Tomlin, that, yeah, he's done a good coaching job, but coaching out of messes that he's created. But when you do think about it, forget about how the roster came to be. When you think about just the coaching, getting that team to 10-7 last year and getting the team to 9-8 in Kenny Pickett's rookie year, that's tough to do.
It's very tough.
They had real bad quarterback play and wound up going, 19-15 in 2 years? That was your rebuild. Like, that was their down period.
Yes.
19-15, not bad.
Right.
Shall we go to Glenn in Midland?
Yes.
Hi, Glenn in Midland.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we going?
Mernon.
As far as how the season, like what the expectations are of the season,
yeah,
I think, yes, absolutely have to win a playoff game. I wouldn't necessarily say AFC Championship game or bust. Obviously, with the record and how the top three teams in the AFC shake out for the rest of the season, it might be our second game in the playoffs. But whatever the second game of the playoffs is, as long as they don't get blown out, the amount of times that Tomlin's lost by 35-plus
right.
or had the defense give up 35-plus, as long as we can build off of that, if we lose a one-score game in the second game of the playoffs for us, yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Thank you, Glenn. I think a lot of people might be. You lose by a score to Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes after you've already won a playoff game. Nobody's going to be dancing in the streets, but I think you make your peace with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you a team that can't lose two in the playoffs, though, under any circumstances, is the Ravens.
Right.
Like, that can't happen. That can't. I'd feel really good about playing them in the playoffs now after seeing what they do to Lamar and finally buying into their that guy's head.
It'd be so hard to beat a team three times, though.
See, you've been there, and I haven't. The way I've always looked at that is, hey, if I beat you twice, I feel pretty good about the third one.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people agree with you on that. Like, it's tough to beat a team three times.
Man.
So much familiarity.
Oh, yeah.
Would I, not to digress here.
Beat a good team three times.
Yeah, sure. They did it in 08. Here's what the Steelers do when they're great, by the way. They beat the Ravens, and they clean up on the Browns. They clean up. They crush them. When the Browns are bad, they bury them. And when the Steelers are good, 08, 2010, they handle their business against the Ravens. That's what they've historically done when they're going on to win anything of consequence. If the Ravens empty the tank and start doing different stuff in the second game and they lose to the Steelers, though, I am going to wonder, what do you got for game three? You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we tried it. We had an extra couple days to prepare the first time, lost. All right, now we throw the kitchen sink at them game two, lose. The hell are you going to do game three? I'd go in confident. But they cannot lose to the Ravens in the playoffs, like, whatever the round is. So I do think that would be an exception. I think opponent has to matter when we talk about what do the Steelers need to achieve in the playoffs.
If they make it to an AFC championship game and they lose to either the Bills or the Chiefs, I am okay with that because the Chiefs are the Chiefs and the Bills are due. Josh Allen's due. So, like, I could live with that. Like, Josh Allen's due.
Yes.
You know, so if that were to happen, it's like, okay, like, that makes sense. To me, like, that would make sense. Like, Josh Allen, about time you got to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's the big praise for forthcoming here. He's the Peyton Manning of this generation. He's the second best quarterback behind an all-time great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Peyton Manning did get his. He won two championships. Didn't win the seven, Brady did. Josh Allen's not going to win as many as Patrick Mahomes. But you would have to think, yeah, he's probably gonna break through and win one, right?
I mean, you'd think so.
Because then if not, he's the Dan Marino of this generation,
mm-hmm.
which is great, not great, all wrapped into one. Quickly, let's go to Dan in Turtle Creek. Hello, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just wanted to say I just moved home in November of last year, and I just kind of find it awkward. And, I mean, you know, I've been a Steeler fan my whole life. Sorry, mm-hmm. let me start there. And I find it awkward that a lot of us find mediocrity, including myself, you know, a non-losing season for the last 19 years as okay. I'm from that generation that, you know, wow, you know, I'm used to, I want the doors off of people, you know, like that Ravens game. That's what I want every week from my team.
I get that, Dan, and appreciate your call. It sounds like you're going through a drive-thru or something.
Yeah, a little Dunkin' Donuts, maybe.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Mm-hmm.
A $6 meal deal, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Toasty hash browns,
yeah.
Things of that nature.
And bacon, egg, and cheese.
I don't agree with this premise, though. I think the reason that Tomlin has had a lower favorability index, if you will, in Pittsburgh than he has nationally is because nationally people say, well, you could be the Browns. You could be what Detroit had been. You could be the Jets or the Giants. You don't realize what you have, Pittsburgh. I think the national media, they view it 30,000 feet, and they compare Tomlin to the Joneses. What we do here in Pittsburgh is we compare Tomlin to the standard of the championship clubs.
Yes.
So I don't agree with the caller there. I don't agree with Dan. We've accepted mediocrity. We, the fans, have not. Ownership for far too long, it seems like, had. Tomlin seems like for far too long had, but I don't think the fans have ever felt that
no.
way.
No chance. No chance.
Dexter, oh, this is awful, but I'm going to read it because it makes me laugh. Moving home to Turtle Creek is mediocrity.
Oh, man.
You don't know where he lived before. He could have lived in Cleveland. We're going to get to this later on in the show. You're not going to believe the question I'm about to ask. Are the Steelers more lucky than good? Someone advanced that notion on Twitter yesterday. In a capital S someone. Someone with a lot of swing and you know what, a lot of followers on the X machine.
Huh.
Yeah, we'll get to that later on. And do you see it that way? Steelers more lucky than good? Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. We'll keep knocking around this Tomlin talk when we come back. Jeff Hathorne at the top of the hour. And with Jeff, we got to get into Paul Skeens. We got to get into the NL Rookie of the Year. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Jeff Hathorne, our sports director, joining us in the next segment. Going to talk Steelers with Jeff, of course, but also Paul Skeens won the NL Rookie of the Year award last night, and he was, not as excited as Livy Dunn about that, although he should have been getting $750K for it, Doran.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He did. Got $1 million to start the All-Star game, which I hadn't realized either.
Hey, so he's coming up close to $2 million for...
And not paid by the Pirates, those close to $2 million. So, ain't that nice? We'll get into all that with Jeff, but here's a text, and I don't know if I should give texts like this oxygen, but I will, because we like our listeners, even though they might have difference of opinion, of course. Hey, Crowley, it's awfully funny. Now that you're singing all of Tomlin's praises after bashing him over and over again, nice spin on it, buddy. Let's play all your tapes of you bashing Tomlin and hating on him. All right. I'm going to say this very slowly so that people can understand here. Hasn't won a playoff game in 7 years. Has given up 31 or more in each of the last four playoff games. Has been decidedly average the last few seasons. And now he's 8-2 and hitting all the right buttons. So when things aren't going well, yeah, I'm going to criticize.
Uh-huh.
And when there's nothing to criticize, not going to criticize.
Whew. That's tough.
Man.
That was a tough one.
What a concept.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Guy does job, guy gets pat on back. Guy doesn't do good job, guy doesn't get pat on back. Like, if Russell Wilson goes out and throws four picks against the Browns and they lose, I'm going to crush Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Are people then going to say, why weren't you crushing Russ before? No, they're not. Because that would have been dumb, because he was playing well. So if he plays bad, you criticize him. He plays well, you don't. That's how it works. That's the reality. That's sports. Hope this helps. 412-928-9370. Actually, one of the reasons why Tomlin is getting so much praise right now is because it hasn't gone great for Tomlin the last few years. This is a turnaround. They got a better roster. They got a better coaching staff. They got a better quarterback. Tomlin's always won at a high level, or most of the time won at a high level with a good quarterback. That's true of a lot of coaches.
Yes.
But even at the end of the prime of the Hall of Fame quarterback, they were getting blown out in playoff games. And if you weren't crushing them for that then maybe you're one of the people that was okay with mediocrity. Because I ain't. We ain't.
Nope.
Bang. All right, Jeff Hathorne going to join us next. Sorry, Doran, I sucked all the air right out of the segment.
No, you had to get it out of your system.
Had to get it out.
Yeah, you got to let everybody know.
A little catharsis there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You feel better?
I feel great.
Good.
Yeah. All right, Jeff Hathorne with us next. Paul Skeens, NL Rookie of the Year. Are they going to build around him, or is he destined to be Mike Trout? I saw that take from Dom DiTomaso. Intern Dom, I thought it was a really good one. One of the faces of baseball. Is he destined not to win a playoff game, a playoff series? We'll get to that with Jeff when we come back. First Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here. Chevy Red Tag event now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.